Okay, thanks so much.
Hi, this is Football Maida.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. Are you in California or are you?
No, I am on Camp Zawahiri, Afghanistan.
Oh, my. Okay. I have lots of good information from the press release that they sent out, but I wanted to get a few more details. Could you tell me a little bit more about your grandmother and her influence on you?
She was born and raised in Pine Flats, and she joined, I think it was 65, after her big brother, my great uncle, who joined the Marine Corps. And so she was the baby of the family, so she joined after him. And both of them went to Mary Hughes, graduated from Mary Hughes.
From
and,
where?
I actually went to Mary Hughes. It was.
What's it?
I'm sorry?
What's it called? Mary Hughes?
Mary Hughes in Piney Flat.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she joined, I think it was like 65, and she was a supply clerk.
Pardon?
And then when she was a supply clerk when
supply
she was
clerk.
In.
Uh-huh.
And then back then, if you could not have, you couldn't be pregnant and stay in the military.
Oh.
So when she got married and got pregnant, she had to get out of the Marine Corps. But my grandfather stayed in. So they moved from Camp Pendleton. My grandfather went to Camp Lejeune, and my grandmother moved back to Tennessee so she could have help with the kids.
So this is what you grew up with, and this was your biggest influence, was your whole family?
Yes,
in the
definitely.
Marines?
When I was at Sullivan East, I was in ROTC.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a naval instructor and a senior naval instructor. And my senior instructor, he was a Navy officer, and my stepfather and my father-in-law are both Navy officers. And so at first, I wanted to join the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and then we got a retired gunnery sergeant at Sullivan East ROTC, and he took us to Parris Island, which is where I went to boot camp, and then Camp Lejeune, where I went through MCT. And so I got to see what the enlisted side was like. I wanted to be a Marine.
And what, let's see, it says that you are a civil affairs analyst. Can you tell me more what that is?
Mm-hmm. I'm originally, my main job, I'm an intelligence analyst, but with civil affairs, because we focus more on the populace. Like, we focus on the locals, influencing them. We hire Afghans as contractors to build bridges and schools, and we do rant degrees for, like, former Taliban that wants to become, you know, integrated back into the community. And,
you do what for former
so
Taliban?
I'm sorry.
What you said
civil
you
affairs,
do?
We focus on the. I'm sorry, you can't help me.
You said something. You do something with the former Taliban who want to come back into the community.
Yes. It's called. We deal with reintegrees, and we hire Afghans as contractors if they want to build bridges, schools. We go through like a screening process, what skills they have, and. Yeah.
And are you kind of back and forth between the U.S. and Afghanistan, or are you stationed there pretty permanently until a tour is over?
I'm stationed out of Camp Pendleton in California,
mm-hmm.
but I'm on a seventh-month deployment out here. I've been here since October.
Is this your first time over there?
This is my first time to Afghanistan, yes.
Yeah. Do you plan to make a career out of
before
the
before this, I did. I was on two MUs, though, a Marine Expeditionary Unit. I got to do two of those in the Pacific.
Do you plan to make a career out of the military?
I do plan to re-enlist this summer. I've been in a little over 4 years. I have a 5-year contract, so I want to stay in for at least another re-enlistment. Or another enlistment, but I'm going to school right now too, so it really depends on if I get my degree, and then how my next enlistment goes.
It said you also helped during two typhoon disasters in the Philippines in 2008 and 2009. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Yeah, when I was on the 31st NEW, we had to do emergency humanitarian assistance and disaster relief for the typhoon in the Philippines. And every fall we do an exercise there anyway. I was with the 31st NEW ACE, the Aviation Combat Element.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were actually prepping for an exercise to go into the Philippines and work with the Philippine Army. And so we had to leave a couple of days early, and we helped. We had to relocate some of the locals from their homes. Yeah. The dam flooded, and they had to release, the water was everywhere. We had to fly over. There were locals on top of buildings that we had to move to higher ground. We had to deliver food, clothing. But then after that, the Philippine Army was able to take over, so we got to continue on with the exercise.
What do you find the most satisfying about the work that you do?
Probably getting to, I got to see some exciting places, especially coming, from Piney Flats to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wouldn't expect to be able to just go to Korea for a week or go to the Philippines for a month. So it's probably my favorite part.
How are things in Afghanistan? Is it a hard adjustment, or are you pretty adaptable at this point?
I guess I'm kind of used to it by now, because I've always been on the go. As soon as I got in the Marine Corps, as soon as I got to my first duty station in Okinawa, I was there for 2 weeks before I was sent to the Philippines. I was there for a month, went back to Japan for like 3 weeks before they sent me back to a secondary school in the States. So I've constantly been on the go since I've been in.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I've been in for a little over 4 years, and I've not been in one place longer than 8 or 9 months at a time.
Wow. Do you think growing up in the family that you grew up in helped prepare you for your career by hearing their stories and seeing another way of life?
I would, yes and no, because even though my family's military, I grew up, just in Bristol. I didn't get to move around and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So by hearing how grandmother was stationed in Camp Pendleton, my stepfather, actually I've been on some of the same ships that my stepdad was on.
Really?
And so whenever I go, I spent a couple months on the Tortuga, and my dad was the chief engineer on that ship. So he made me go down and meet some of the engineers. And, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this fleshes out this very excellent press release that they sent me. So I won't take up any more of your time. But thank you for talking
to
me.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to you.
I'm sorry?
Good luck to you. Wish you the best of
luck. Thank you very
much. Yeah. Take care. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.